Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Oh, look at you in all your Michigan blue.
Yeah, you probably saw me in the same exact outfit yesterday.
You were.
You might have seen me in this outfit Friday night as well. And I'm wearing it again, Brock.
That's okay.
It's unwashed.
It's a bit. Well, don't dare wash it. No. You're on a streak right now. Michigan's on a streak.
Yeah.
We are going to talk about April Fool's Day, but we got to talk about Michigan.
Man, dude.
Championship game, number 3 Michigan, taking on number 1 Villanova.
Yeah.
Woo!
You know, Brock, I would love to tell you that I would be extremely confident going into this game, but that game on Saturday.
Now, here's the only thing I'm going to say about the game against Loyola is... Yes, it wasn't like a stomping. Maybe we were hoping to see. Maybe they were just saving themselves. They were a little bit back.
You know?
Like, all right, look, we got to play this game. Loyola was no joke, no schlubs. Mm-hmm. But let's save ourselves, all right? This is what we're going to do. We just got to win this game. Don't kill ourselves because
I like that positive thinking.
I'm trying to be positive for you,
buddy. You know, it's like the every team's got to have one bad game, right?
Yeah. Get it out of the way now.
I got it out of the way, hopefully.
Because Villanova is going to be a tough game tonight, 9:20.
Can we talk about that?
That is at 9:20.
Who thought of that? There's got to be a good reason for that. But I was thinking about that on the way here because I was listening to your sports, and I'm like, 9:20.
Yeah.
It's like, why is college sports always like the championship game going to be on a Monday at 9:20 at night?
Because it's for college kids, and they're not up until 1 o'clock in the afternoon anyways.
I guess.
They don't think about us adults adulting.
You know?
It's tough, man.
And it's weird. Like the Super Bowl, you got to skip a week.
Yep.
So, like, everybody's, like, you know, off their game. You know, college basketball, you play on a Monday at 9:20. What's going on?
Horrible timing. I have completely accepted the fact that you are going to be useless on Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
Because you're either going to be so hungover from being happy drunk or sad drunk.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to be drunk tonight.
It's going to be miserable.
It's going to be miserable Tuesday morning. Yeah. So just everyone know, no matter what the result from tonight's game, Hunter is going to be useless tomorrow.
Please let me be happy on Tuesday. Please let me.
Happy drunk. I want to be happy drunk.
Rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, you son of a bitch.
What? April Fools?
Where's the booby trap, okay?
You know, I walked in here on eggshells. I was thinking, like... This guy's pretty much the same guy as I am. I know he's got something. So I was waiting for you to be like videotaping me.
I was going to be good because I figure if I don't do anything, you don't have an excuse to retaliate.
See, this April
White
Fool's.
White flag. I'm surrendering.
Not me, please. See, it's too typical for me because I think people expect it from me on April Fool's. So, like, usually I kind of take it easy on that day. But April 2nd.
April 2nd. Exactly. You got to get it because now people don't expect it the day after. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The best April Fool's Day pranks is what we want to talk about.
Do you have a best? Do you have a favorite?
I don't because I don't like doing pranks on people because I'm going to get it. I'm very gullible. I am a gullible guy. You can get me very easily. So if I do something to someone, I'm setting myself up to just get screwed.
Twice as bad.
Yeah. Because I am... super gullible. I believe in people, and I will just get burned so hard. So me, I'm a nice guy.
You know, you got to be careful who you pull pranks on because some people, you know, they will retaliate, and some of them are pretty smart.
And what you have to worry about is it going to be retaliation in a fun, playful way or a hateful, spiteful way? It's like, no, this person is going to take your first unborn child. It's like, good Lord.
Whoa.
Good Lord. All right. Just
fools, huh?
It was a joke, man. I was reading about this one guy in Hawaii. He was so in April Fool's Day, he took a plane, flew it over one of their volcanoes, and dropped a bunch of tires in there.
Oh,
so
I heard about that.
Yeah. And this actually happened.
Had a tire fire.
Like, this guy just took a tire fire, and so it made it look like the volcano was going to erupt.
Right.
That's too far, man. That's too far.
How much money did that cost, that guy? You know?
It had to be a lot. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're talking about your best April Fool's Day pranks that have either been pulled on you or that you have pulled.
And you know what? I got one for the listeners that you guys can use because I believe most of our listeners could do this one.
Yes.
And I'll give that to you here in a little bit. But it's perfect and it's hilarious.
When we come back, Hunter is the master jokester, so he's going to give us a little bit of advice to get people on this day. Good morning. 7:47, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
So we're talking about April Fool's Day pranks. Yeah. Obviously, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day. Hopefully, you didn't get burned too bad.
Should have seen a wife yesterday hanging around me. Why are you looking at me all the time? I'm waiting for you to do something.
Do something. Now, you are a prankster. But you got to have a great April Fool's Day prank.
It comes
story.
From the grandpa. My grandpa, he was the best, man. Rest in peace. I love you, man.
You trickster. You old trickster.
I got it from the old grandpa. One of my favorite ones that you can use, it's pretty simple to do, and it's very effective, and it's very loud, and it sucks when it gets done to you because you don't know what it is. You take a very long zip tie. You know what a zip tie is, right?
Yes, yes.
You take a long, long zip tie, the longest one you can find. You crawl under, you know, your victim's car. You find that drive shaft. And then you put that zip tie around the drive shaft, pull it tight.
Need a heavy duty one. Get a heavy duty zip tie. Yep.
So when they take off, it's the loudest, most annoying noise, and you have no idea where it's coming from. You swear to God it's coming from the vent, you know, and then you get out and it stops.
Yep.
So it's so hard to find and figure out what it is, but it's hilarious, man. It's one of the easiest ones to do, too.
You're the worst.
It is pretty bad.
We used to have these little metal pieces. You can make them yourself, and you put it into the tailpipe, and it whistles. Oh, my God, that's awful. That's awful.
Did you see the YouTube video of that guy?
Oh, yeah. It's the worst thing in the world. Now, I am surprised. I came in this morning, and the first thing I did was I looked underneath all of my mouses.
All right.
Because Hunter, what he likes to do just random days is take a little piece of paper and stick it on the little laser sensor on a mouse.
All right.
And you're like, God, what's going on? And then when you realize.
My batteries. You go to check your batteries.
Yeah. And then usually you write like LOL on there.
All right, LOL.
Because you're a bastard.
Or I'll draw a middle finger. You know?
925-WIRX, 925-9479.
You ever see the one where the guy connected his buddy's horn to his brake?
Oh, yeah.
And so he's driving down the road, and every time it comes up behind somebody, dude, it's hilarious.
It's genius. It's genius. If you got any great April Fool's Day pranks, we want to hear about it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Iceman. Cool as ice.
Cool as ice.
I never seen that movie. You made me watch a preview the other day.
It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
We'll have a showing one of these days. We'll rent out a theater in celebration and put that movie on.
Cool as ice.
I hope everyone is not walking on eggshells today. It's April 2nd.
Right. We'll give you a break this year. Yeah. We'll give you a break.
I am surprised you didn't do anything.
Yeah. You know?
You were feeling very charitable this year.
I stayed up probably an extra half hour last night thinking, should I? Should I?
You bastard.
Should I? No, it's too expected. I like catching you off guard. That's the best.
You're going to do it on May 1st. You're going to do the slow play, the long con, if you will. So, yeah, just be careful. I hope you didn't get burned too bad on April Fool's Day. And who started that? What was the start of April Fool's?
I don't know, man.
Just one jerk guy was like, you know what? I'm going to mess with everybody.
Why do you do it on April 1st? I don't know. It's just the day I picked.
I just felt like it.
I like that guy. You know, I'm probably related to that guy.
You probably are. Yeah. It goes long down your lineage.
Long
way
down.
Way back. Yeah. Oh, God, you bastard. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got your news and WTF coming up here in just a little bit. Rock.